gotta get my nerves.
All right, Chief Eaton, can you tell me what you're doing here at Fort McCoy and what your unit's working on in troop projects?
My name is CW2 Eaton. I'm here with the 411th Engineer Company. We're actually the rear detachment. Our forward unit is currently serving overseas. I've got a group, a pretty young group of soldiers down here at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, for our annual training. And we're in here in conjunction with one of our sister units, the 389th Engineer Company as well. And we're doing some troop projects. We spent the first week of our training up working in more of a training area where we were able to get a lot of our newer soldiers fresh out of AIT some valuable stick time. We've got about three pieces of equipment we've been running, a road grader, we've been running a loader and a 10-ton dump, which has been giving them some valuable experience. Our final big test form is DPW's got this little stretch of road that we're working on right now that you can see, where we'll be able to put a lot of those skills in a real world mission. We're just going right now, we're shaping it out, and then we're going to put a few inches of gravel on it so we can create a better traffic situation of one-way traffic in, and then they'll have an exit as well.
Now, troop projects are an important thing for especially a place like Fort McCoy, because for one, your troops get their training that they need, especially you just pointed out in this case your guys are getting the stick time that they need. And Fort McCoy is getting a really big project done with this road. This road especially really needed to be done. How important do you see is in getting, you know, a win-win situation like this done?
Anytime you can fill the soldier's day with something meaningful, I think it has a huge impact on their morale and sense of duty as well. And to give them that experience, especially with a lot of our experienced operators not here, so for them to have an opportunity to come out and do something like this, it might be the only time they get to touch equipment throughout the year. So this is vital to our success down the road, is getting these guys experience and get them confident with their number one resource is that equipment.
And a lot of people might not know a lot about what engineer soldiers are all about. What is the big part of what engineer soldiers bring to the fight for the Army?
I think we, especially in the reserves, we bring a versatility, because we've got, and you know, with our sister company, we've got, you know, two, this is a prime example, we got two master electricians. And a lot of times you just don't have that. And I think, you know, in our realm as well, we've got guys that do this on a full-time basis, and they bring such a knowledge, such a versatility that you don't always get anywhere else.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.